Answer Radio Network, Pasadena Kappa Sound.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Streaming live 24-7 at LanxaRadioNetwork.org.
Greetings, world. I'm Daniel West, your host. Welcome to Baseball in Whatever Time Zone. Coming up today, it's a game for the fans and by the fans. It's the All-Star Game. You're listening to Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sound, streaming live at www.lanceradionetwork.org. Well, from all over America, actually all over three cities, fans have voted in their favorite players to this mid-spring classic. And now we'll send it out to the gentlemen who have the absolute pleasure of calling this game. Here are Dave Rogers and Bagman. Now, when I said wear a sport coat, it didn't mean an L.A. Raiders hoodie.
That NWA made it look like so cool. And
oh, Dave. Whether you're listening up north in the great state of Mississippi or down south in Minnesota, we welcome you to Baseball in Whatever Time Zone. I'm Bagman. He's Dave Rogers.
I'm sorry. Did you say down south? And have you even seen a globe?
Dave, stay focused.
All right, fine.
I told you to wear a sport coat, and you show up here. It's an L.A. Raiders jacket from, like, the 80s.
I know, but the two words were separate. Sport. Whoops. I'm sorry. That's my bad.
Well, too late now. We look very professional, don't we?
Yeah, you're wearing a pinstripe suit, and I'm wearing an L.A. Raiders jacket. Sounds good to me.
All right. This sounds good. Yeah, so here are we. Welcome you, ladies and gentlemen. I am Bagman, the effervescent.
You've told us that. You're wonderful.
All right, thank you. Oh, you noticed. You noticed how wonderful I am.
Yes, I did. You're like glowing with wonderfulness.
Well, thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. The first batter is Doc Redding here in the All-Star Game. Bottom of the first, no score between Team A and Team B.
Well, they really went into the well for those names, didn't they?
Well, the fans voted on them.
I'm surprised. The fans were very conservative here. They could have done, like, I don't know.
Yeah, don't use any of the unsuggested teams.
Oh, that's not what won.
No. What won was, there's a reason they're teams A and B.
Oh, the rest were...
No, the internet voting, Dave?
That's a good... Yeah, that could get bad.
All right, so the first batter's Doc Redding. 1-0 the count as we missed that first pitch there. And is this real? Dave, don't... Dave... Hey, what's going on? It's Mr. Smooth. Hello, Mr. Smooth. Hey, what's going on? Have they announced Kobe yet? No, this is the Obscure League All-Star Game. Uh-oh. Hope he has a quick plane. All right, so 2-0 the count, too.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Well, hope he gets there in time. 7 o'clock start.
Wait, you're telling them to listen to Kobe and not us?
No, the game's on later.
You know how long baseball games can be, right?
Just follow along. 1-0 the count to the right-handed batting.
Handed batting? He's called a batting now?
A batter, smarty pants. I just can't take you seriously. You're wearing an L.A. Raiders jacket.
Why? Because...
I just look over and I'm like Ice Cube.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, I'm just being real with you.
Wait, so Ice Cube? What are you saying?
I'm just saying that I told you to wear a sport coat, and you're wearing an L.A. Raiders jacket.
That's a sport coat. You should have separated them. I said sport and coat, and I thought you meant sport.
No, I meant a sport like what I'm wearing.
You're wearing a pinstripe suit, Bagman.
Yes, and?
I'm just saying that's not a sport coat either.
Well, I mean, it's a step up from your pajamas.
It's true. That's very true. Yeah, I'm not wearing pajamas, ladies and gentlemen. We're making progress.
We're making progress. We're actually not broadcasting in our pajamas. Base hit into right field, and Doc Redding is on. And the next batter is Gallery Plaza, left-hander from the Vancouver Baseball Grizzlies.
Oh, because their basketball team left.
You didn't need to go there.
Well, I'm just saying. Got to heal the pain, right?
Oh, boy. I just...
Yeah, but, I mean, it's appropriate. The jacket's appropriate.
Why is the jacket appropriate?
Because my mom is listening near there today.
Near where? L.A.?
No, Compton.
What's she doing there?
No, she's in Carson.
That's not Compton.
Oh, wait, you're telling me about geography?
You know, that's a fair point, Dave. Excuse me. 2-0 the count.
Excuse me.
Really? You need to clear your throat then?
Yeah, I did. I needed to cough. I coughed.
Do you have any more glowing commentary for us, Dave?
That guy is using the bat with two hands.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This fine analysis brought to you by Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sound, streaming live at www.lanceradionetwork.org.
That's just the station run. That's not an actual sponsor.
Be quiet and go along with it. 3-0 the count.
Well, I thought he had a strike in there.
Be quiet. Fly ball, center field, and it's dropped.
Well, that's fun.
So 2 on now.
I feel like you've lost the passion for the craft, Bagman. You're mailing it in. You know what? That's okay. You can mail it in because it's an all-star game. It doesn't count.
No, we need to be professional. This is a big deal.
No, it's not. It's an all-star game. It doesn't count for anything.
Actually, it decides who will host the entire championship series, and it also decides the name of the MPB's firstborn.
Oh. Wow. Well, I better take this seriously. You should, too.
Yes, we should. So, 2 on right now. Yep, that's what they are. Runners at almost every base. The sky is blue.
And the sea is green. In our yellow submarine.
No.
That's where we all live, right?
No, that's a... Please, just... I'm beginning to run out of patience.
Wait, you had patience to begin with? I get that.
No, that was... I've had it. I've had it.
See? I just proved your point. You have no patience. No, I don't. I'm the Hulk.
Really? Really? Oh, the next batter, L.L. Building. L.L. Building, the left-handed batter. From the city of Rome.
Where's that?
I don't know. Somewhere in the United States.
Thank you. That was very specific. Well, it's good to know he wasn't in Russia.
Just go along with it, please. That was an uncomfortably dead period of air.
Yeah, we just killed some air there.
All right, will you please just say something?
Really, I can say whatever I want?
No, certainly not. There's a ground ball over the third. This should be, it's an out anyway. Guy at second is out.
That would be...
Galloway Plaza.
No, it's Doc Writing. Bagman, wake up. Open. Excuse me.
What?
I choked on a sandwich.
You're eating a sandwich? Can you please take this seriously?
I am taking it seriously. That's why I'm wearing
an L.A. Raiders jacket. Yes, I know. You look so professional right now.
I do. Yeah. So you saw a movie this past weekend.
We're not... Can you please stay focused?
Let me ask you a question. Would you rather have a turtle-sized duck eat you or a duck-sized turtle?
They're about the same size, Dave.
Yeah, but which one would you rather have? A turtle-sized duck or a duck-sized turtle?
It's like saying, do you want a giant marshmallow or do you want a jumbo marshmallow?
Yeah, which one do you want?
It's the same thing! Excuse me.
Oh, Mr. Patience in the house.
Into the game.
No, baby, come back. Well, this is fun. I got my own show. Ladies and gentlemen, you can call us...
Don't give out the phone number, please.
All right, I won't. Man, so close. I was about to have the Dave Rogers show. That would be fun to have your own show.
That would be, wouldn't it?
I wonder what that's like.
Must be a whole lot of work in writing.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Okay, 2 on. 2 on. L.L. Building, is he still up there?
Apparently. He's still up there, batting away, dancing.
Dancing?
Yeah, he's dancing. You know how, like, MLB, they prohibit dancing in celebration? Well, he's dabbing.
That's great. While the pitch is coming?
Yeah, so that's why he looked at ball four. He actually got walked. Look at that. He got walked.
So that puts 2 on.
Wait, how did you know there were 2 on before there were 2 on? Bagman, you see the future.
Or I just spoke prematurely.
No. You have a gift. You got to harness that. You can do character voices, and you can predict the future. And you can call baseball.
Do they have jobs like that for people?
Yeah, they're called analysts.
Oh, is that what they do?
Yeah, they predict the future and they do character voices.
No, that's analysts. No, analysts don't do character voices.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, you might be right about that. They don't. I don't know. I've never met one in the wild.
Analysts don't live in the wild.
Huh. And why'd I meet one in the wild?
Moving on. I don't know why. Two on, and the next batter is Jameson Wildcat. Jameson Wildcat, the left-handed batter from the Jameson Wildcats.
Did he start the team?
Yes, that's why the team's named after him. And he hits a ball way in the air, center field, and it is gone.
Wow, it's a home run. We saw a home run. That's the first home run we've seen. Get the confetti, guys. Get the...
Dave, what are you doing? Balloons?
Yeah, we got to celebrate this. Woo! Celebration!
Dave.
No, I'm serious. We haven't seen a home run yet.
So you brought confetti and balloons?
Yeah, I did, to celebrate the... You know, like when someone gets the nomination in a presidency?
Yes?
They have confetti and balloons.
Okay.
Did I just kill the moment?
Maybe you didn't kill the moment when you compared a home run to being elected President of the United States.
No, just getting nominated.
Yes, you did kill the moment.
I'm sorry. Pick up the confetti, guys.
No, you can leave it down there. I just...
Celebration! All right, bring some more.
No, don't... Oh, boy. Well, Dave Rogers is somewhere underneath this confetti here.
And balloons. Don't forget the balloons.
Don't forget the balloons. These are some silent balloons.
Yeah, I intentionally made them. They're radio obeying balloons. They respect the radio. That's why you don't hear them.
Okay, sure.
That's also why I didn't bring the cannon.
You had a cannon?
Yeah, like an 1800s cannon.
You were going to launch a cannon in here?
Yeah, to celebrate a home run.
Do you know what would have happened?
Yeah, everyone would have been like, wow, that's amazing.
No, we would have been deaf.
But we still would have been like, that's amazing.
I don't know.
There's an out. Hey, someone got out. Did you see that?
I didn't. What happened?
He like caught the ball in his teeth.
Really? And I missed that?
Yeah, we're seeing all kinds of cool stuff. Wait, hold on. Release the balloons.
No.
That was a great play. Release the...
I don't know what to say here. There are two outs. Somehow there are two outs.
Because the dude stepped on third and he went to second and then he caught with his teeth.
Exactly what he said.
All right, so two outs. And who's the batter? Give me a batter!
Hey, chill, man. Chill, bro. The batter is, he's out.
Oh, that's a cruel name.
No, he is out.
His parents named him at...
No, he's out!
Oh, that's funny. The batter's name is He's Out.
He's out. That's the point. We're going to head it back to the studio.
Like in soccer, you're going
to
head it?
We're going to send it back to the studio. Stop being rude.
Not being rude. You're just like, header, back to studio. What a goal.
Really? Well, Dave is in rare form today.
Like a steak.
Right, you know what? Just shut his mic off. We're going to send it back like a steak. We're going to head back to studios.
Goal.
Daniel. Thank you. You're listening to Baseball in Whatever Time Zone here on Lancer Radio Network. We'll be back after a short break. Again, you're listening to Baseball in Whatever Time Zone, broadcasting live on Lancer Radio Network at www.lanceradionetwork.org. Again, lanceradionetwork.org.
Lancer Radio Network.
Radio Network.
LancerRadioNetwork.org.
The Metro ITAP is a bus pass program operated in conjunction with LA Metro and Foothill Transit. The purchase of an ITAP card gives you a semester's worth of unlimited travel on all of LA Metro services, both the buses and the rail lines, as well as the Foothill Transit bus lines. The ITAP only costs $30 for the entire semester. That is half the price of a parking pass for the semester, plus you save money on gas and help the environment by leaving your car at home and taking public transportation each day. If you are a current PCC student enrolled in at least 12 units, then you are eligible for the Metro ITAP. Just bring your Lancer ID card and a copy of your current class schedule to Student Business Services in B203. That's just above the bookstore, right next to campus police. It's that simple. So grab the bus down to PCC and pick up your ITAP today.
The Career Center is not just a place, but a team of caring people. Our mission is to assist you in finding the work that you love and were meant to do. From finding a part-time job in order to support yourself while you're in school, to finding an internship, or finding the major or career that is just right for you. We are here to help you clarify your dream, plan the steps, and learn the skills that will make it come true. For more information, check us out on the web at www.pasadena.edu, then select Student Services, then Career and Jobs, or visit us in the L103 building. Our hours are 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Thursday, and 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday. We have a lot of resources to guide you on your journey, as well as many job opportunities. Stop by anytime. You are always welcome.
I'm majoring in political economics, and I'm here at PCC because I actually graduated young at about 16, and I just wanted a good transition school into a university where I could still work and it would be inexpensive.
Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Kappa Sound.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Streaming live 24/7 at LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Welcome back to Baseball in Whatever Time Zone. I'm Daniel West. You're listening to Lancer Radio Network, streaming live at www.lancerradionetwork.org. Well, it's the annual All-Star Game here, and we'll send you back out for the conclusion alongside Dave Rogers. Here's Bagman.
Oh, boy. Well, I don't even know my name anymore. That's how confused I am. It's Bagman alongside Eazy-E and Colonel Sanders.
Hey, don't make fun of the bolo tie. Don't make fun of the...
You're wearing a bolo tie.
And we just got the dogs out of the studio, by the way, for those of you who wanted to know.
I didn't mean release the hounds as an actual...
Well, someone made a great plan. You said release the hounds.
You know, that probably wasn't a good idea.
No, it wasn't a good idea. Anyway, we're back here, and we have a special guest.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Your job first.
What's my job?
Introduce the batter.
Good.
Hey, you have it on your phone now, Bagman. That's how you're so... that's why I can actually see the desk.
Even when I have good notes, you still mock me. The next batter is Southwest. Southwest the batter. No comments, Dave. I know you want to say something, but keep your mouth closed.
Can I say it through ventriloquism?
No, you cannot say it through ventriloquism.
Oh, yeah, I have many talents. Yep, I do. See, I said that with my mouth closed.
Please, turn his mic off.
That's like your go-to, like, turn his mic off. Anyone? A producer, please, will you, servant? It's like Downton Abbey with you. Like, turn the mic off, sir.
Really?
Yeah, that's what you are. You're like, Smithers?
That's not Downton Abbey.
But he wasn't on Downton Abbey?
No. Oh, boy. Okay. So we're back here on the show.
Yeah, we are.
Wait, the show? This is a baseball game.
Yeah, and then it's a show. It's all a show. The mask is ripped off. This is a show. None of this is real.
Dave, be sensible.
You're right. This is very serious.
All right, thank you. Okay, so we're here. So, yeah, you're wearing a bolo tie.
You work for Philip Rivers.
And I have as many championships as both of you.
Oh, hello. Whoa. All hail the new Shade King. Bagman, I crown you.
Just stop. Will you please just sit down? Where did you get a crown?
They've got a lot of stuff up there.
All right. Will you please send them home?
Call off the rest of the dogs, guys.
You have dogs up there?
PETA said they weren't listening.
Dave Rogers, get those dogs down.
Yes, sir. Wow, that was some shade there. I can't see right now. That was
All right, will you just, Yes, they don't call me Bagman for nothing.
Wait, why do they call you Bagman?
Because I wear a bag over my head.
What?
Have you seen me the last 8 weeks?
What? I don't know what to say.
I don't either. I mean, it's been 8 weeks, man. Have you... Oh, man. That's a new low. I didn't think we could go any lower, but we're finding new oil the further we go down.
That was a beautiful analogy.
They don't call me Batman for nothing.
All right. Anyway, get the guest in here. Get him in.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, live on the... Hold on. Before we...
What are you doing? Like a sales representative? Excuse me. Let me put you on hold. Get the call.
Oh, there's a base hit in the right field. Who cares?
Hey. You're not supposed to say that. Even if you think it.
That's true. The next batter is an insert sponsor here. He knew he was going to be in the All-Star game this year, and he actually changed his name so the company could sponsor him, but no one did.
That's so sad. So he's just insert sponsor here?
Yes. But if you want to sponsor him, go to his Twitter, insidesponsorhere.com, and you can get more information. Actually, I don't know. I just made that last part up, but his name is Insert Sponsor Here.
Wow. And you thought Rerun from Charlie Brown had a bad name.
All right. We're pleased to welcome someone to the show. Excuse me. Where are my manners? Welcome to the broadcast here. Who are you? I can't really see his face. Can you take the hood off? No, leave the hood on. Leave the hood on. Dave, who did you say this was?
This is Mr. Grimm.
Mr. Grimm, any relation to those who told fairy tales?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, I assumed he was a farmer because he's holding a sickle.
Well, that seems logical.
Yeah, and he wanted to, you know, we're on an unbiased network here, and so he wanted to make an obviously slanted and opinionated statement that may rile up people on social media into a mass hysteria.
That sounds logical. All right, fire away, Mr. Grimm.
The end is near.
Like of our lives?
No, you mortals of the show and your careers.
Oh. I was getting concerned there for a minute. I was like, ooh, my life. It's dead.
Thank you, Mr. Grimm. you can take him out now.
Beware. The day of reckoning is at hand. Buy soda.
Okay, so our first guest on the show was the Angel of Death. I'm feeling very secure right now.
Wait. That's who that was? I didn't recognize him without the mustache.
All right. The next batter is Dean Faculty. His mustache? I mean, I thought we couldn't go any lower with not realizing my name was Bagman, but this is...
We are... I mean, if we were oil people, we'd be rich.
We would be rich, because we're just going lower and lower.
You know, we should get into oil. We should quit our jobs and go into oil.
Well, we might have more success.
Or panning for gold.
Do you know what century it is?
Yeah, why?
The gold's gone, dude.
No, it's California. It's the Golden State.
That was a while ago.
That was like the 49ers.
Right, the 49ers. 1849.
Oh, I thought that's how much the percentage of gold that was left.
No. Oh, for the love of interjections. Okay, a runner's on base.
What did you say?
Interjections, like the...
Oh, like the Schoolhouse Rock thing.
Right, the Schoolhouse Rock thing. Like when you're frightened or mad.
Conjunction, junction. Hey, Bagman, what's your function?
All right, you know what? So, let's just recap for a minute. As the 2-0 the count. Oh, there's a base hit.
Nice. Wait, who's winning?
Who cares? It's an All-Star game.
That's right. MVP's son is only going to be named based on this game.
And currently, the internet will decide that.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, they're voting on the MVP and the name of the MVP's firstborn child.
Oh. What's in the lead?
Northwest.
Oh, that's cool.
All right, 2-0 the count to the batter, who happens to be Dean Faculty. He got a base hit or something. I don't know what happened to him.
It's an All-Star game, Bagman. Just kick up your feet and relax. It's like the NBA. No one plays defense.
No, they did play defense. That guy caught it with his teeth.
That's right. And then the guy caught it actually with his hair. That was cool.
That was cool. And that's where you released the hounds.
That was a bad idea. Are they still up there?
Now, Dave, I told you to get them down.
No, they're good. No, they're no hounds. Just chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake?
Yeah, if they win, we're going to drop chocolate cake on them. That might mess up your suit.
And the carpet.
Yeah, that's not important.
You're probably right about that.
I mean, it's not like we own the studio.
Right, we don't own the studio. This is just our broadcast booth.
This is a huge broadcast booth. I can run around this thing.
Dave.
Look at me. I'm in a broadcast booth. Whee! I got all this room.
You just turned your face to the wall and started yelling.
Don't listen to him. It's a big old broadcast
booth. Will you? Someone, please. You have any anvils up there?
Hey, this is not a cartoon. Bagman, don't lower yourself to those standards. This is not a comedy program. Do you hear me? This is not a comedy program. Why did I get so animated?
I have no idea.
I got animated. Oh, no. The air is taking over.
Well, someone, please. Where's Mr. Smooth? Is he still here? He left. He's in Washington. Well, he might get to the game on time. Got a few hours.
I think the Warriors might break 72.
What are they, golfing?
No. Are they golfing? I'm sorry. Have you been living under a rock with Patrick Starr?
Oh, all right. Now that is uncalled for.
Golf? I'm almost voluntarily quit because of that.
No, just wait a couple weeks. I mean, the Grim Reaper spoke it.
Oh, that's what he's talking about?
Yes.
I thought he was talking about the end of the basketball season.
No. Oh, boy. Okay, they're two outs. Somehow they're two outs. I don't know how they could...
Yeah, he just got tongue-tied there.
Actually, I'm not. You gonna try it?
Sure.
Thank you.
I've never seen that happen before. You got literally tongue-tied. Like, if I took your tongue out of your mouth and put it on a present...
That's just so disturbing that I'm going to forget that ever happened. Oh, there's a fly ball in the right field. That's a base hit.
That's almost like a rap solo. That's a base hit. That's a base hit. Yeah, we're doing in the booth. Yeah, we're doing this game like Babe Ruth. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want me to like sample organ music and put it underneath there?
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be lit, man.
Really?
Yeah, it'd be so fly. You couldn't touch it. It'd be so dope.
You're just saying stuff.
Yeah, but that's where I got. Yeah, maybe. Just go on Urban Dictionary.
I don't want to go on Urban Dictionary, especially not now. You don't want to go on Urban Dictionary, Dave.
It's a weird world, isn't it? It's a mad, mad world that we're living in right now. That's why we got chickens. That's why we got a cow.
All right, you're not even making sense. There's a fly ball in the right field, and the All-Star game is over. Congratulations to Team B, who defeats Team A by a final score of 109-18. Excuse me, 180.
Wow, no defense, huh?
I'm kidding. I think someone put the zeros in there wrong. So that'll be 19-18?
Isn't that the year they discovered gold?
No, it's not the year they discovered gold. What? Where did you go to school?
It doesn't matter. They taught me that. It's right. I was a young mind. I was nurtured there. Don't dispatch the evidence.
That makes no sense. Dave Rogers, good night, Dave.
Good night. Good night. I'll go away now.
All right, and as the Grim Reaper said, the end is here. Let's send it back to the studios. Daniel West, take it away.
Thank you. That's all for today's show. And again, thank you so much for listening. The board operator for today's broadcast was Mike Gary. Episodes of Baseball and Whatever Time Zone and other shows on Lancer Radio can be found on demand at LancerRadioNetwork.org. For Bagman and Dave, I'm Daniel West. You've been listening to Lancer Radio Network, LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Lancer Radio Network, LancerRadioNetwork.org.